1-800-DUI-OA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUI-OA.com or call
1-800-DUI-OA.
All right, it's time for your phone tap. And for most people, giving bad news to someone else is not easy.
No.
Oh, no.
It's not at all.
No matter how you do it.
Yeah.
So you start to wonder, is there a way to let a person down without completely crushing their spirit?
Mm.
Well,
I hope so.
We might have finally found a way.
Okay.
Because our own Jose Bolaños poses as the giver of bad news, all wrapped up in a bubbly, upbeat song.
Oh, no.
Yeah. That's why you're about to hear the first ever attempt at the barbershop one tet.
Yeah, I'm doing all the parts.
One instead of a quartet.
Yeah, normally it's a quartet with four singers, but this is going to be a one tet with just Jose, and he's about to sing some very awkward news to a young woman. We'll hear how it goes in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. And weekday mornings on the 20s. Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello?
Is this Jennifer?
Yeah. Who's this?
My name is Ricky. I'm calling because I have a message from Kendra and Tanner, and it's exclusively for you.
From Kendra and Tanner?
Yeah, your friends.
Okay.
You're uninvited, no need to RSVP, bum, bum, bum. Your presence is something that we do not need, bum, bum,
what?
Bum. We feel sorry it came down to this, bum, bum, bum. But you didn't make the final guest list.
What is
the
it?
The final guest list. So that's that.
I'm sorry, what's going on here?
Yeah. That was a message your friends actually hired me to give to you.
Is this a joke? They hired you to do a joke on me? Or
your friends hired me to tell you that you're unfortunately uninvited to their wedding, and they are super sorry.
Wait.
They sounded like really upset about it.
I'm uninvited?
Yeah, did you not understand in the song with the singing?
No, your singing was not good, but, like, this can't be real.
No, it's real. This is what I do. I tell people news, and people pay me to sing. Most of the time, it's good, and this one...
Wow.
But wait, did you really think it didn't sound good?
I don't really care about that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You told me that I wasn't invited to my good friend's wedding by a song. Like, they hired you to do this?
They thought it might sting a little less if you had a song, you know? And I know you already said you didn't think I did great, but I would really appreciate a tip. You can totally Venmo me this.
You want me to Venmo you a tip?
Well, yeah, most performers.
That's ridiculous. I'm not Venmoing you anything.
Well, I mean, I work mostly off of tips, so it would really help
worried.
Me out.
Then I'm worried for you because you're not going to survive.
Well, this is what I do. So hopefully someone gives me a tip.
Can I go now?
No, I actually have a second message that they paid for that I have to deliver to you.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. This is ridiculous.
Bum, bum, bum. This isn't personal between you and me, bum, bum, bum. It's just something that was unforeseen, bum, bum, bum. We thank you for your understanding with this, bum, bum, bum. Oh, and also we're keeping your gift.
Wait, what? They're keeping my gift?
That's what it sounds like. It's literally just a message that they told me to deliver. It's just...
You're an idiot.
I really hate doing this.
You should probably do something else because I hate hearing you do it.
Well,
so.
I need the money. You know, I got to pay the bill somehow.
We all need the money, but this is not okay. Like, who are they to not come and say it themselves? They need a song to do it?
I know it's not looking good for you right now, but remember, there's always tomorrow.
What is that supposed to mean?
Tomorrow, there's always tomorrow. You're only
a day. Seriously, shut up. I don't want to hear any more of your singing.
Yeah.
It's not okay. I don't want to hear a grown man singing Annie.
No, that
that's
was
messed up.
Hey, that's not very nice. That was a freebie. They didn't even pay me for that one.
Well, you know what you can do? Let me tell you. You can give a song back to them and tell Kendall and Tanner that I hope their wedding sucks. I hope it sucks. Okay?
Well, that's not very nice. At least when I do it, I'm not mean about it.
This is ridiculous.
How about I sing a nicer version back to them? You only have to pay me $29.99.
Oh my God, no, I am not paying you. I'm not paying you.
Okay, well,
dude.
Well, what if I tell you this is a prank phone call? Then can you give me some money? Because my name's actually Jose from the radio show Rick and Jeffrey in the Morning, and I'm doing a phone tap on you.
Oh my God, are you kidding me?
I totally am. Yeah, Ken and Tanner both set you up. They said apparently you pranked Ken a few years ago. She's been holding on to it. She's been waiting for this.
Wait. So am I still invited to the wedding?
from what I know you are, I don't know. But if you would like to uninvite yourself, $29.99,
no.
I'm not coming. Screw your big day. Bum, bum, bum.
Oh, my gosh. You're a mess.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Movin' 92.5.